just to review the procedure of Purim that falls out on Motzei Shabbat, like this year, Tavshin Ayin Aleph. Halacha says we pray the regular Amidah Barmit of Motzei Shabbat, and then we say the Shuva and the Vihi Noam and Yoshib B'Sitr Elyon. And when we get to the Ve'ata Kadosh, we stop. And then we make the Beracha of Borem Me'ore Ha'esh, because we cannot benefit from the light of Motzei Shabbat until we make the Beracha of Borem Me'ore Ha'esh. After Borem Me'ore Ha'esh, we make the Berachot on the Megillah. And then after the Tefillah, we make the rest of the Havdalah, of course omitting the Beracha of Borem Me'ore Ha'esh. Of course, if a person's wife wasn't in the synagogue and he goes home to make Havdalah for her, it's always proper that she makes the ish herself. That's the opinion of Rachab Ovadia, that she should make the Borei Meora ish during the Havdalah. But if she's not able to, she doesn't know how to make these Berachot, then the husband can repeat the Beracha of Borei Meora ish. Question was asked in Anachaf, let's say the Sibur forgot this procedure, and therefore in the middle of Megillat Esther, all of a sudden they realize it does not make Berachat Borei Meora ish. So the Halakha says that Ben HaPerakim, between the chapters, or even between Perasha and Perasha, between the paragraphs, the Hazan stops, they bring the candle, in the middle of Megillat Esther, they make the Beracha, Borei Meora Ha'esh, and then they continue to read the rest of the Megillah. Of course, if they forgot that as well, then they'll just add it into the regular Havdalah that they make after the Tefillah.